Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. We also encourage you to visit our YouTube page at Bassmaster Radio for select interviews with guests video style. Check that out at YouTube.com/Bassmaster Radio. Happy New Year to those of you listening live on a Saturday morning before all the bowl games. And on today's show, we're going to go back and visit all of our Elite Series champs, the Classic Champ, and the Angler of the Year, and a kind of Rapala Winner Circle wrap-up show. The only winner we didn't get was Takumi Ito, who won at the St. Lawrence River, but wasn't quite ready to do radio. But his English is getting better and better, and we are committed to getting him on the air with us early this season. That guy is a hoot. This past year included some stunning results, locals winning some events, and anything but locals winning others. And we had a repeat Classic Champ and a runaway AOI Champ. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this look back at an incredible year on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Bassmaster.shop. That's Bassmaster.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we kick off our year-end show celebrating all of the winners, basically the entire show, a Rapala winner's circle, if you will, we get things started with the rookie Brian New fishing his first elite event. Brian New took the win at the St. John's River. Brian, welcome to the show again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very busy, but I'm doing great.
Now, you are busy. Of course, you guys get ready to turn around and start practice up in Knoxville. But, you know, I got to ask you, are you looking for property in Florida yet? Because you're like an ATM machine down there. You fished a total of 9 tournaments with bass. You've made over $180,000. And a winner at Kissimmee, a winner at Lake George and the St. John's River, you know, might be time to think about a little piece of property down that way.
I tell you what, Florida is it's special to me, man. I have I've had a lot of success in Florida. You know, really, it's not that far. It's only about, I think St. John's was roughly 6.5 hours from my house. Mm-hmm. Only the second time I've ever been to the St. John's. I was there last year for another event, and actually the week after the Elites were there last year, but, you know, I don't go there, but, you know, once or twice a year, and it's been good to me.
12 pounds day one and a shortened day, 20 pounds on day two, 21 pounds day three, the mother load on the final day to just race past everybody, 26 pounds, 4 ounces. And you strike me as a guy that you're not intimidated by anybody. The opens field was loaded last year, and you were the angler of the year. But on that final day, I mean, you're out there. There's Mark Menendez. There's Seth Fider. There's, you know, Patrick Walters is a young stud coming along with a win already. Greg Hackney. I mean, you know, did you think at all about the field of guys? Hank Cherry, the defending Bassmaster Classic champion. Did you think at all about the group of guys that you were in that the top 10 with?
You know, not really. There's a ton of you know, elite series guys and other series professionals around here locally that I've fished against and fished with, you know, my entire life and around Carolinas. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's really just you against the fish. I mean, if you're going to win a tournament, you're going to win it no matter who you're fishing against. If you're, say, you know, I go out and catch 25 pounds or 26 pounds, I guess, the final day at St. John's River, it doesn't matter who I'm fishing against. So, I mean, yeah, it does, I guess it's more satisfying when you beat those guys.
Yeah.
But as far as while I'm out there on the water, while I'm sitting there before blast off, you know, it's just another day. I mean, It's a very special day. You know, you are fishing against the best anglers in the world. So that's cool in itself. But as far as intimidation, zero.
Florida's just an ATM for that kid. All right, next up, it was the Tennessee River. And Jeff Gustafson, he fished a tournament nobody else fished. He sat on smallmouth, he crushed them, and he got the win, his first win, the Canadian, Jeff Gustafson. Gussie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm really good. So I heard Zona was making fun of my bump board, and now you're jumping on that wagon too. Well, hey, it's like 36 inches, so... you know, I do a lot of walleye fishing, so we need it. And then we're going to Lake Fork, and you need a 24-inch board. So I'm not messing around, man. I'm gonna catch some big bass this year, and I need a big board.
You pulled that bump board out, and I thought it was a paddle. I'm like, what the heck's he doing?
I've been chirped about that before. That's fine, though.
Well, what do you get busted more on, the bump board or that beautiful Lund boat, which, I mean, you could go out in like 8-footers and not even have a problem with that thing. I mean, it's got the nice high gunnels, and it helped out on Championship Sunday, that's for sure, as it started picking up a little bit with that wind was blowing through that little canal area you were in.
I love my boat, and the guys, you know, it's come a long way from you know, as far as you know, having like a more bass boaty version now, this Pro V bass that I get to rock. And no, it's a good boat, tons of storage. I get compliments all the time from my marshals and the camera guys, and it's a nice ride, and does the job for me. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I just had John Cox on, so this is like the all Tin Man show here. I mean, with Cox running that Crestliner, and so I didn't do that intentionally, but he had some kind things to say about you. Everybody's been really happy for you getting this win.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I know like Cox is one of my, you know, best buddies and guys that I look up to. He's the man, and he's probably like one of the most well-liked guys on tour, just across all the tours. You know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad thing about him, and you know, has a real good reputation, and he's just a good dude. So yeah, that's awesome. And I heard that he was sort of hoping I was gonna win, and that means a lot. You know, I appreciate it.
Well, I don't know if you've seen any of the video yet, but he was fishing a completely different lake, as was everybody else, than you were. I mean, I think that's what the guys feel like. It's like, you know, Jeff Gustafson, this is very similar to what happened with Patrick Walters on Lake Fork. You were fishing a different tournament on a different lake than everybody. It was crazy.
I got real lucky, man. I had a tough practice, and it was kind of doing a lot of the same things that everyone else was. And, you know, bank beating's not my strength. I'm probably not as good a caster as a lot of the guys. And, you know, if I get to fish offshore, fish a little bit deeper, find some clearer water, that's more up my alley. And it's amazing, but it worked out. And it's been a whirlwind past few days. And I just, you know, that's a lot of years of dreaming and, you know, sacrifice and hard work, and that just made it all worth it.
From there, it was off to Pickwick. They had flooding conditions, and then the water was dropping like crazy. It was nuts. Bill Lowen, an extremely popular win, and he joined us. Bill, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, you know, we've had you on before, but now to have you on in a winner's circle, this is a long time coming for you. Nearly $1.5 million in earnings, 159 tournaments with Bass. But, man, it's got to feel good. And that old blue trophy, a little heavier than you thought, wasn't it?
It's I've never picked one up before, and it's way heavier than I thought. I think actually when I get home, I'm going to weigh it on my scale to see what it weighs.
I know some of the guys, Brandon Polinick had said on air during the tournament that he was glad that everything got washed out after the practice because he didn't have anything, and he thought that it would put everybody on a level playing field. What did it do to you when the delay came?
Well, you know, I didn't have a great practice, and I was kind of, the first couple of days, I was kind of thrown for a loop just because the river, the lake was about a foot below Winter Pool, I believe, and there wasn't nothing in the water. So the area that I actually fished in is a really popular area of Lake Pickwick because it's one of the areas that has predominantly the most amount of grass, you know, in that Kroger Island area. And I got on some fish out there, fishing grass edges and isolated stumps that were on top of shallow bars, you know, then the top of the bar was, you know, 2 or 3 foot deep, and you could see those edges and stumps on the 360. And I was able to go up through there pitching a jig around and get bites. I wasn't getting a lot of bites. When I'd get a bite, it'd be that, you know, 3 or 4 pound class fish, the right size bite. My initial plan was to go out there and do that. Well, when all that flood came through and, you know, it did what it did. It went up 6 or 8 foot, however high that was. My initial thought was, I know what happens at home on the Ohio River when this happens. Those fish just get pushed off those kind of places, and they go to the first available cover out of the current that they can find. So when I rolled in there behind them, that island, and seen all those laydown trees that were completely dry in practice, and now they got, you know, a couple feet of water at the bank and 4 or 5 foot of water out in the ends, I knew that this ought to be the place where those fish set up. And I was very fortunate that the very first tree I pulled into, I got a bite and I missed that fish. And then the second tree I come to, I caught a keeper. I don't know if it was a 3 or 4 pounder. And then that gave me the confidence just to put my head down and roll up that stretch. And by the end of that stretch, I had a limit pretty quickly. There was one key area, or there was one area on that island that had a little clump of flat reeds, or, you know, that grass that everybody was fishing, and it was about as big as my boat, and I pitched on the end of it. I had about a 2.5 pounder hooked, and it come off, and my next pitch in there, I caught a 5-pounder. And my next pitch in there, I got another really good keeper.
Up next, we'll take a look at four winners from the middle of the schedule right here. I'm Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and it is our all winners year-end show, and we're taking you back to all of the winners throughout the Elite Series this past year. The tour moved on to Texas next, and it was the Sabine River, and getting it done was a guy that knows how to do it with a spinnerbait in his hand. It was Jason Christie. Jason, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm really, really good. How are you guys?
Well, fantastic. And, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to do the winner's circle stuff. So, you know, who knows? Maybe you've been on tour three times this year. You don't know, right? That could be good.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for. I'd like to do it two or three times.
Yeah, that would be good. Let's talk about this.
I'm sure there's 98 other guys, though, that probably wouldn't let that happen.
Well, you know, they'll try not to let that happen. There certainly wasn't 98 other guys around you when you were doing what you were doing. I mean, you went a long way to kind of get away from the crowd, and I know that's something that you kind of like to do. You don't really like fishing around other people. Is that true, or is that a misnomer?
No, I don't want to see a single person all day when I'm fishing, if I can choose that.
Yeah.
And some places we can't. You can't get away from people, but the Sabine is—it's tough to do that. But you know, I was fortunate enough to get away from most of them and find an area that I kind of had to myself.
Yeah, you did kind of have it to yourself, and you were going old school with it too, with a lot of spinnerbait. It was kind of interesting to see, you know, Brock Mosley was throwing a lot of bladed jig, and a lot of people think of a bladed jig and the spinnerbait as the same thing, but they're not. Talk about why the spinnerbait for you and why that was so productive for you up in that area that you were in.
Well, I had an area that had a lot to offer. It had cut banks, it had logs, it had dirty water, trees. You know, in that spinnerbait, I can just control the depth. I mean, I might make one cast, you know, to a cut bank, but I need to fish it a little deeper, kind of slow roll it, and then the next cast come down a log. It's just a bait that I can control, and those fish in the area that I was fishing hadn't seen a lot of bait, and, you know, they were biting, and that's a bait that I'm really comfortable when it's in my hand, and I feel like it catches, you know, above average fish. So you know, the main thing is I can control the depth of the bait.
Yeah, and you know, you showed your versatility, too, with this win because, I mean, you're an Oklahoma guy who has, you know, won up at Lake St. Clair, and now you've won at the Sabine. That's pretty much about as far away as you can go from north to south. It's got to be a big boost for your confidence to be able to get a win like that and just show that you can win on so many different kinds of water.
Yeah, that is a long ways. I just now thought about that. Then you throw South Carolina in there. That's a pretty big triangle. I just need to get me a win in New York and Florida, and I think we'll be good. We'll have all four corners covered.
Now, for the next couple of events, the locals took over. It was Lee Livesey on his home lake of Lake Fork, and man, did he put on a spectacular show. Lee, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
Well, I'm not as good as you. I mean, you know, I would suspect that you would be pretty good now. But, man, your confidence has got to be sky high right now. I mean, you did it one way, you know, well, top water. I guess it wasn't necessarily a different way at Chick last year in the fall. You've been solid, though. You were solid at Orange at the Sabine River. And then you go to your home lake with all the pressure, the flotilla of boats, and you're able to bag, you know, this huge, huge limit to get the win here at Lake Fork.
Yeah, man, it was just like you said, the confidence is on high. That's key right now with me. But man, it was just a surreal week, and you know, coming off a top 10 at the Sabine the week before helped a lot, you know, and just being confident and being comfortable with both bodies of water too helped me a lot. You know, I know the Sabine pretty good, I know Fork pretty good, and felt like I had a chance to win both of them and got lucky and had one of those magical days the final day on Fork and got me another win and another win on topwater, you know, 2 for 2 on top. So
yeah.
I can't be more excited about it and, you know, ready to get the rest of the season rolling.
It was something to see. And we got to pull a curtain back here a little bit because you and I bumped into each other at Gunnersville at a charity tournament just a week ago. I mean, literally bumped into each other. We were waiting for the takeoff, and our boats were side by each. And you were giving me a hard time about not getting enough time on the show. And I'm a big fan of yours and your sponsors and so on. And I said, look, just go out and win a tournament. I mean, you're going to your place, and you'll have to come out in the winner's circle. And you were kind of poor mouthing a little bit. You were like talking about all the different guides out there and all the pressure on Lake Fork. I don't know. Did you feel real good going in? Were you just kind of playing possum with me, or were you really concerned?
We're hooked up on a fish right now.
By the way, Lee is on Lake Fork. As
the
door
from NetBait and American Bait Works out here on Fork right now, and he's got a big one on top water right now.
Wow.
It was, you know, I'm always going to downplay everything. You know, that's just human nature with me. And that is a good one. I'm one of those guys. This is awesome. I'm watching them get dominated.
Do you have to land it for him? You're not netting it.
No,
you don't have a net.
I'm not
landing
anything today. I'm watching. He's good. He knows how to fish. This is a.
Is he gonna boat?
I'm on a guide trip actually.
Yeah, he's got,
oh my gosh, you're blowing up over there too.
He's gonna boat flip a 6 pounder. Nice.
That's about what it is. Big old chunk. You know, it's that time of year where I don't have a lot of an advantage because there's so many fish on the bank. So yeah. I didn't know exactly what was going to play, you know, if I could catch them on a big bait, if, you know, the shad were going to be spawning, or if I was going to have to bed fish, or if I could find a group offshore. You know, these guys are good. They all find everything.
Next up was the Alabama swing and another local, this time Wes Logan, not too far from Neely Henry Lake. He took and put his local knowledge to good use. Wes, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm still riding on cloud 9 from, you know, the victory this past Monday. I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, like I said, it was a special moment, you know, getting to have it on my home lake. And, you know, luckily the home lake curse didn't kind of get me, and I was able to, you know, come away with the win.
It was the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Neely Henry. And you got a bunch of Whataburger, right? I mean, you get that for a year. That's worth something. And you get all of that other stuff from Whataburger. They had a neat little prize package on stage for you. And, oh, by the way, that $100,000 check that you dumped in the bank earlier in the week. When I talked to you, you said, yeah, I got to run to the bank and drop this check in the bank here for $100,000.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not even counting the trophy and the $100,000, like you said a minute ago, the free Whataburger for a year is what everybody's most excited about, I think. Heck, I've done had, like, five or six of my buddies want to, like, hey, you want to go get some lunch somewhere? I'm like, yeah, sure. They're like, where? And I'm like, you know, you can go to Whataburger. I mean, we might be able to get a deal there or something.
That is pretty cool stuff. How far did the trophy get from you the first couple of days after you won a thing? I mean, did you just have that thing in the camper there with you, or do you have a riding shotgun with you around town? You know, what's the deal there?
I actually, we got back to the camper, and, you know, a bunch of my buddies, or a couple of my real close buddies came over, and we celebrated that night. I took them out to eat, got us a good steak, and had the trophy in the camper with the dog, and then the next day brought it home. Actually, girlfriend rode home in the front seat, and the trophy was in the back with my Sadie, my dog, and she was taking care of it, but... Gonna take it around Gadsden to a couple of the, you know, special places around there and take some pictures in front of the buildings and
nice.
Show it off to a few people so we can do some, you know, some marketing stuff like that for the town of Gadsden.
That is very, very cool. It's beautiful down there, of course, big fishing country in that neck of the woods, and it's not too far to the next event coming up. You guys will start your practice coming up on Sunday, and then it's Gunnersville up next, so there's no rest for the weary. Now, I fished a tournament out of that city dock down there in Gadsden a few years ago. What a cool spot. I mean, it really is a neat spot, but you don't really have to roam too far from the city dock to do some damage, and I think you did a little bit of your damage not too far from the ramp.
Yeah, you know, I caught a few key fish really close to the ramp, and actually, as the tournament unfolded, I started getting a little bit closer and closer to the ramp, but like the first 2 days, I probably went, you know, maybe 10 miles up above the ramp and 10 miles below it. Just like you said, you don't have to go a long way, but I kind of ventured out a little bit. I've got a few, you know, off-the-wall little stretches that don't get a lot of pressure, because obviously the closer you get to that boat ramp, you're going to get stuff that's been fished by other competitors, fishing by locals, you know, day in and day out. And like I said, the few little stretches that I had that don't get a lot of pressure were kind of key to start the tournament off good.
The tour then moved up the road a few miles to Gunnersville, and anything but local knowledge for Wisconsin's Caleb Kufall. Caleb, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about this deal. Now, full disclosure, the spot you were fishing, actually both spots you were fishing, are very well-known spots. And in fact, the first spot that you were going to each day to kind of get your limit and get the day started, I actually fished that spot 4 weeks ago in a big charity tournament and had some success back there, have had success back there over the years. Tell me what it was about that spot back in there by the golf course, right around the corner from Goose Pond, right in front of Goose Pond Colonies, one of their golf courses, in that area behind the marina there. Talk about what was different about that milfoil and how you were getting them in there.
Yeah, just, man, what a great spot. I think, you know, this time of year, you know, it's a great spawning cove. You know, you got a lot of big ones moving in there and stuff to spawn. And, you know, I think while they were in there, I mean, it was just a lot of consistency in the grass. You know, it's all like kind of at one level, and that's kind of what you want when you're flipping milfoil. But I was set up on a kind of a secondary point there. And, you know, it seemed like I flipped that whole entire cove, and it seemed like that was the only spot that they really were. And, of course, the big ones were there. So, yeah, it was just a great spot. Really panned out over the course of 4 days. So,
you know, and that's a good point. Explain a little bit how you identify which spot, because that is, it's just totally filled with milfoil all the way to the back. It's everywhere in there. And, you know, how is it that, you know, what do you think it is that makes a spot any different? Because it's overwhelming. I mean, you get back there and you're like, where do you start?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, you know, to find. It's kind of like a needle in a haystack kind of deal. You know, you got to go in there and you just got to keep flipping until you get a bite, you know, and power pole down, flip around the boat, you know, see if you can get another bite. Generally in milfoil, they group up a lot and, you know, you can find little sweet spots like that. But I think why the fish were there, you know, it was like a spawning cove, like I said, you know, a lot of those big ones, I think we're starting to move out of there.
When we return, a classic winner, an AOI winner, all coming up next on Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio, and the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsawood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. This is our special year-end show celebrating all the champions from the year. And how about we get this section started with the champion of champions, the Bassmaster Classic champion. For the second year in a row, it was Hank Cherry at Lake Ray Roberts. Hank, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. It's a little tired. Got in late last night, but I'm here and awake today and just kind of soaking everything in.
Just amazing stuff. These things are really, really hard to win. I mean, we think about Roland Martin as a 9-time AOI that never was able to win a classic. Bill Dance, they got Jimmy Houston, other guys who never won a classic. And now you've won two in a row, and you're like in the midst of your career, approaching $1.5 million in earnings with Bass. I mean, it's really, have you sat back and just kind of let it sit in it all, sink in it all?
I'm trying just to let it sink in, you know, thinking about what's to come and how busy the rest of my year is probably going to end up being. But, you know, that's what we're in it for. And I was blessed to win it one time, super blessed to win it twice, and just looking forward to getting to do everything that comes with winning this title, considering, you know, last year with COVID, it was kind of a different reign, I guess. But this year I'm looking forward to the full thing.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, that it is a different deal. And you still got two tournaments left in the regular season to qualify. Of course, for next year, you're qualified because you're the defending champion, but you're sitting in 17th place, so you're in great shape in the Angler of the Year points. It's been a nice, steady year for you. I mean, you know, the Classic win is fantastic, but, you know, fifth at Pickwick. You started the season off another top 10, sixth at the St. John's River. You know, the one stumble in Knoxville, but for the most part, this has been a pretty solid year for you, you know, throughout the season, a lot of consistency.
Yeah, it's been pretty steady. I was very disappointed with my performance at Knoxville. I got kind of hard-headed and stuck to one thing, and I knew what I was supposed to be doing. I didn't do it, and then I stumbled a little bit at Gunnersville, not too bad, but that was one I really let slip through. I was actually I was actually there. I was on the right thing. I just didn't keep pressing through to find more of it. But, you know, that's just part of tournament fishing. You live and you learn. You go to the next one.
Yeah, and at Ray Robertson, the Classic, I mean, you know, you got it done day one with 20-pound bag, and it was interesting. You win with 50 pounds. A lot of people thought it would take closer to 60 pounds to get it done. When you had that bag, did you think, like, okay, I'll be one of the guys with a 20-pound bag? Steve Kennedy had 23, and that was it. I think Patrick Walters had 22 on day one. Did you think there'd be a lot of 20-pound bags, or did you get a feeling right from day one that, yeah, this was a pretty good day?
I knew it was a pretty good day. I mean, 20 pounds anywhere is usually a decent day. I expected more 20-pound bags the first day just because of the lake and the history of it, with it not having a ton of fish in it, but it's got pretty good size quality. It kind of sank in then that, hey, this is not going to be the big fish thing people were expecting, and it was going to end up being a battle of attrition, and a lot of that was due to the heat. And then, you know, of course, the second day we had the freak thunderstorm that lasts for 3 hours, so there were a lot of curveballs thrown at us.
And after that rare summer classic, it was off for the New York swing, and it got started at Lake Champlain. Brian Schmidt getting the win. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me, man.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here, and you know, as the listeners are hearing this, hopefully you're still fishing and have made the cut at the St. Lawrence. We're through the magic of recording ability. We're talking to you as you practice actually for the St. Lawrence. But having said all of that, has the wife approved moving up to Champlain yet? Because that lake and you get along really well.
I would absolutely love to have a house there, man, and We've had some discussions about it. She hasn't said no, so we're getting in the good direction. You know what I mean?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. A four-day total of 78 pounds, 5 ounces to get the win. Some pretty heavy hitters right on your tail as well, as Keith Combs and Chris Zaldane, right? A couple of Texans chasing down the kid from Maryland on this deal. But let's talk about this a little bit. Did you expect this to be nearly an 80-pound tournament?
So what's crazy, and you probably hear this all the time, is we were all bad-mouthing Champlain in practice. Oh, man, it's not the same lake. Something's wrong, you know. And it's everybody cracked them. So I didn't see the weights being that good overall for everybody. I don't think anybody did. I think we were all kind of in shock.
Yeah, and it was amazing. I mean, you always – I call it restrictor plate – fishing, you know, make a NASCAR reference out of it. It's like everybody starts with 15 pounds, and then the trick is, can you find 3.5 pounders to get to 17 and a half, 18 pounds a day, get that one, you know, anchor each and every day. Now, you were very similar. You had 21-11 day one, 21-5 day two, 19-4 day three. It looked like you were going to make a laugher out of this thing. But it's amazing how many 3 to 3.5 pound fish are caught there, and basically everyone had a limit every day.
That's the thing. That place is so special, man. It has so many fish in it, and you said it right there. It's being willing to leave 3 pounders to go try, you know, might not catch many, but to try for a 4 pounder. And that's the deal on that lake, man. There's so many quality fish in there that you could get caught up catching, you know, 3 pounders, and you're like, man, there's going to be a big one. There's going to be a big one. A lot of times, those 3 pounders are all 3 pounders, you know?
How different was it this time around than it was back in 2016 when you won? How different was the fishery for you at that point in time?
So that particular event in 2016 was in the fall, was in September, and I did really good in a tournament a long time ago, I think in 2011 in September up there, my first time there, and I learned a lot in that September event back in the day that I applied in that event.
From Champlain, it was over to the St. Lawrence River. A lot of damage was done in the lake. When it was all said and done, Tak Ito had won the tournament. It was fantastic to watch him do that. But the real story was the victory, putting the finishing touches on the Angler of the Year for Seth Fighter. And if you're going to do a Rapala Winner Circle show, well, you might as well do it with Rapala Pro. Seth Fighter, who won the Angler of the Year, and he did it going away. Seth, welcome to the show, champ. How are you?
Doing good, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So you decided since they weren't going to have an Angler of the Year tournament anymore, you would just win the Angler of the Year, right?
It might as well. I like going out with a bang, and that was the end of the year, so might as well get her done.
You know, there was a concern amongst some folks that you had such a big lead that you might be a little bit conservative, and that sometimes you can get in trouble doing that, like if, when you went to Champlain and to, you know, and to Thousand Islands, that you could be a little bit conservative. You were exactly the opposite, though. I mean, you looked like you were – I know you were fishing for the points and protect the points in the Angler of the Year, but you were a contender in both tournaments. You look like you're out there ready to win the thing.
Yeah, I did, believe it or not, play it safe in both of those, in my opinion. Ended up having really good tournaments, but at Champlain, I spent three-quarters of my practice looking for smallies. And normally, I spend about three-quarters of my practice there trying to find a few big largemouths. And then at St. Lawrence, I knew it was going down in the lake. I knew it was going to get one there. The majority of the top 10 was going to be there, but I stayed close. Stayed within 15 miles of the ramp and ended up having a good tournament. I wasn't around the concentrations of fish to have a good tournament, and I kind of caught everything I knew of in the first 2 days. So by come day three, I was out of fish, but I knew if I could have two good days, that would be all I would need.
Sut Fighter with us here, and you know, I'm of the opinion, and I'll take this one to my grave, I think you bagged it late in the day on day three because you wanted to get the party started. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, I'm not going to fish on – I want to celebrate this win here. I can't be getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday because I need to celebrate this win. I think you intentionally missed the top 10. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. What do you think?
Not true. I was trying hard. It's just, I was fishing shallow, and, you know, you get a pretty good visual count on what's up there, and I knew I was out of fish after day two, but I still tried to go catch as much as I could on day three, but that's all I could muster.
Now, was your wife and the kids there? I mean, did they made the run, right? For this one, they made the run, I would think, right?
The kids stayed with Grandma, and my wife, she flew out and got there Friday afternoon for the weigh-in.
Now that it's over, I mean, this was the ultimate lock and load season. You and I talked about it during the season that you guys were fishing like every week it felt like, you know, but now that it's over and you kind of get a pretty good little break here before it all picks up again. I know next year's schedule came out. We'll talk about that in a minute. It came out earlier this week and it's, you know, kind of stretched out again a little bit. But what was your feeling of it? Was it too much, too many tournaments in too short a period of time, or did you actually enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. It didn't really give me a chance to, like, cool off at all. I was kind of riding a hot streak, so it was nice probably for me to have them as stacked together as they were. It did kind of suck for as far as family time goes just because we were basically every other week. So I'd been at home, spend, you know, 3 days with the wife and kids and turn around and rip back for another derby. But it was probably a blessing in disguise at the end of the season. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of time to think or dwell on anything or get cold or anything like that. It kept me warmed up and probably a blessing in disguise. And I understand why they did it the way they did. But, next year will be a bit different.
Yeah, Rapala Pro, Seth Fighter with us, the AOI champ. Have you gotten used to hearing that yet? You had told Mark Zona early in the year, you know, things like this don't happen to dudes like me. But I would think that, you know what? Something like this happened to a dude like you, and there's no real reason if you're handicapping going into next season with you finishing an average finishing position of about 13th every week, there's no reason to think that you're not a competitor and a contender for multiple AOYs. Does it sink in at all that you're the Angler of the Year?
It's just starting to hit me. It didn't at first. It was more I felt more like relieved when it was over, more so than like pure joy. But now it's pretty hard to get the smile off my face now.
Yeah, Bassmaster Classic title is out there. I mean, there's plenty to fish for you, and you do have those two wins that were in limited field events. I mean, we know, guys, how hard it is to win a full field regular season event. Gerald Swindle is a two-time AOI champion and still is yet to win one of those big blue trophies. just talk about that, about how tough this field is, and does it change your strategy at all? You know, if you're going for the win, it seems like you're fishing for the win every week anyway. But does it change the strategy at all now that you've earned this trophy?
The goals are always the same. You know, I want to qualify for the Classic next year. I'd love to be in contention for another Angler of the Year. I mean, a Classic trophy is just the absolute dream. I think it's the biggest thing you can win. And, like you said, I haven't won a regular season 4-day full field Elite Series event. I'd love to do that, too. But, opportunities don't come around every day. So hopefully we can get ourselves in position to do one of those or a couple of them next year. And, you know, that's all you can ask for is just get in position where you got a chance at it. You know, you keep putting yourself in those positions, and, you know, finally something's going to give.
A couple of years ago, you broke out, the old Pete Fighter jacket from his club days at the Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville. And it was a very moving moment. I mean, a lot of people, I interviewed you on the dock at the time you were wearing it. It was very, very cool. How's old Pedro feel about you getting this win, though, being his son's the angler of the year? It's one thing to win the club tournament, you know what I mean? But his boy is the angler of the year in the toughest field in the nation.
Yeah, no, he's super jacked, super proud. It's pretty cool.
Cool indeed. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's ProFishing.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we tie this one back off the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. It's time now to get registered for the Bassmaster Winter Giveaway, where one winner per week through February 18th will win a $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Just go to Bassmaster/sweepstakes to enter now. You can find all of your favorite Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands and great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop. Bassmaster.shop is also the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week, but now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, hashtag fish on, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. Check out the new line of coffee mugs while you're there. That's profishing.shop. Have you gotten your edition of Bassmaster 2022, the official video game of Bassmaster from Dovetail Games? Now you can experience the thrill of big bass fishing in Bassmaster Fishing 2022. It's available on pretty much all gaming platforms. The standard edition of the game features 8 official venues such as Gunnersville and the St. Johns River, exclusive bass content, and 10 Elite Series pro anglers, including Scott Martin, Classic Champ Hank Cherry, John Cruz, and many more. And if you jump into the Digital Deluxe Edition of Bassmaster Fishing 2022, you get access to a boatload of extra content. Deluxe Edition players will get unique deluxe cosmetics, special rods, reels, lures, and exclusive in-game clothing items. Go to BassmasterTheGame.com to get your copy today. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And check out our new YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Bassmaster Radio. Like and subscribe there to get notifications of new video interviews with select guests. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.